From where I sat, Kobar, TWA 800, and the Atlanta Olympics bomb had given the impression of a renewed wave of terrorism against the United States. It was a good time to play the Washington game of seeking increased funding. I prepared an emergency supplemental request and took it to White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta. Panetta had sat through the meetings that summer, thinking about war with Iran. "Okay, sounds good," he said. "Let's get it up to the Hill this week." We had the money. We also did an intelligence operation against the Iranians. Following the intelligence operation, and perhaps because of it, and the serious U.S. threats, among other reasons, Iran ceased terrorism against the United States. But, despite the election of moderate President Khatami in 1997, the Iranian security services continued to support escalating terrorism against Israel and allowed al-Qaeda safe passage and other support. Clinton had ended 1995, after the Oklahoma City attack, with a speech to the United Nations 50th General Assembly, focusing on terrorism. In April 1996, after Kobar, he gave another address on terrorism at George Washington University, declaring a war on terrorism before the term became fashionable. There, he said, quote, "This will be a long, hard struggle. There will be setbacks along the way. But I want to make it clear to the American people that while we can defeat terrorists, it will be a long time before we defeat terrorism. America will remain a target because we are uniquely present in the world, because we act to advance peace and democracy." Shortly thereafter, on September 9, 1996, Clinton formally requested $1.097 billion for counterterrorism-related activities. The Commission on Aviation Safety and Security, the Gore Commission, requested and got funding for programs involving baggage screening, carry-on luggage checks, passenger profiling, screener training, research on aircraft hardening, and to hire more FAA security agents. The Gore Commission did not, however, agree to recommend that the federal government assume the role of airport passenger and luggage screening. No one in the administration or Congress would have backed a new 50,000-person transportation security agency. The FBI proposed eliminating the FAA's small Federal Air Marshal program. That proposal would actually have made things worse and was narrowly averted. The Secret Service and Customs agreed to create a permanent air defense unit to protect Washington. Unfortunately, those two federal law enforcement agencies were housed in the Treasury Department, and its leadership did not want to pay for such a mission or run the liability risks of shooting down the wrong aircraft. The idea of aircraft attacking in Washington seemed remote to many people, and the risks of shooting down aircraft in the city were thought to be far too high. Most people who heard about our efforts to create some air defense system in case terrorists tried to fly aircraft into the Capitol, the White House, or the Pentagon simply thought we were nuts.